definitely want to keep everyone in the prayers. We got a lot of people out. I'm sure we're missing 25 or so people between vacations and down. But I tell you what, man, oh man, hard to even think and ask God. I know we were thinking about it this week, Juanita and I, and she don't cry a lot, but she just broke down out washing chairs, and she just, it blows her mind. It blows my mind. But I tell you what, God's got this thing, and you know, we've heard this thing. If you've been to church any amount of time, we keep hearing it, that, you know, all things work together. We believe that. We believe it, I know. But still, when it comes close to home, and you have to walk what we've been taught all our years, it's a little harder, amen? And just for a little while tonight, I want you to turn. I had a barn burner, buddy, and now Eddie's done talked me out of it. He told me to behave. So I think God's led me in a different direction. I want you to turn to chapter 3. And I know if we as older Christians in the Lord have questions, now I'm not going to be as bold as our pastor and say that I argue with God. I do not. I'm too scared. He's a better man than I am, is what I'm saying. I just can't do it. But I do realize that some things come down the pipe. I just don't understand. And I want to argue. I want to ask why. Why? Why do things happen so I know these younger people have the same questions, amen? And it's not enough just for us to teach them and to show them what the Bible says, but we have to live that as adults so that our children can see our faith in the trials, amen? That our children may see us in that burning furnace, amen, and come out on top and without a very smell of fire on us, amen. And even though it's tough sometimes to keep up, keep a chin up, we have to do that. Chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes. Now I want you to listen to this. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. God's letting us know here that everything that comes into our life, He's put a season and a purpose to those things. And before we go on, I want you to realize that we categorize good things and bad things, don't we? But it's all the same to God, because I promise you, He's got His hand in everything that goes on. Not one thing happens to the Christian or anyone else, to that matter, that God does not control. So He's letting us know that a time to every purpose under the heaven. Set a time to be born. Just had a new one here, what, a week old? 2 weeks old. What a blessing. If we don't get them coming in, hey, we'll grow them up in the house of God, amen. Another member, amen. And a time to die. You understand what God's telling us? Look, there's a time to be born. In one of these days, it's going to be a time to die. And nobody wants to talk about that, amen. God doesn't promise us another day. I'm fixing to be 59 years old, and I say all the time, I'm getting old, Brother Eddie. And he said, Brother, you're not old. You're not. That helps me out. It really does. Shames me. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that's which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. You You see how God's getting this thing? He's letting us know these things are going to come in and out of our lives. Amen. May I remind you young people that even though you're young, God doesn't promise you tomorrow either. You better know who your Redeemer is. You better realize that, look, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Amen. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep. It's been much weeping thus far. And a time to laugh. And may I remind us again before I go any further that, look, I don't see anybody in here that's got it bad all the time. I could probably speak for you tonight, but I will not. But I can assure you the worst things could come down into me, and I deserve every bit of it. Amen. If you would have done, nobody likes to talk about sin, but if you would have sinned half of what I've done in my lifetime and admit it, you'd realize that God would be just to take me on home. If each and every one of us would go ahead and be honest, the last week we've sinned too much. God would be just laying a hand on us, amen, other than whipping your britches, amen. Now I realize we all Baptists, and I tell you what, and we like to keep and make everybody realize that we really don't sin, but yes, you do. Yes, you do. Time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. Together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. God's got this thing, doesn't he? I tell you what, he is going ahead and going over every bit of it. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. In these situations as a church, may we all realize that when one of our brethren is going to the fire, we're all going through it. When somebody weeps, we all weep. When somebody gains, we all gain. You see how God's letting us realize that, look, it's not all good and it's not all bad by our standards. But in all these things, may I remind you, Appleby Baptist, that even in the worst times, we can still praise God and serve him even in the worst times. In the worst times, there's always things to praise God on. I can say it right here. Brother Eddie and his family been with us, joined the church. Great family. We went to see Miss Diane, what, yesterday? Monday. Boy, when you walk in, just started smiling. Enjoyed the visit. In time of her need, she blessed my soul, Brother Eddie. Every time Brother Eddie tells me to calm down or, you know, be nice, that's a time of fellowship. Now, as Christians and as Baptists and as people, we try to always think about the bad, don't we? don't we? We could be really living it on one end, and God's blessed us beyond measure, and as the most part He has, may I remind you. But we always want to think about the negative. We're going to have to come together and realize that in a time of mourning, we need to be praying. We need to be helping. Brother Eddie had a bad report, never once heard him complain one time. It was within 30 days he got a report, wasn't even there. Brother Terry, if you'll be honest, when I tell you what, when we got the report, most of us thinking already put him in the grave. And look what God's already done. May I remind you, it don't take cancer to get you in the grave. God take His hand off you, and if it's your day, I'm going to tell you, it don't matter what doctor's helping you, you're going home, amen. It's all in the hand of God, amen. It's there. What we have to do, now Miss Stephanie, horrible. But I can tell you one thing, when we were down there, the best attitude I've almost ever seen. Put me to shame. I would have been screaming, hollering, crying, complaining to God. Nothing like what I heard. If that doesn't want to make you shout. Now listen, I'm not going to put her on a pedestal because I promise you she has to have bad days. But it wasn't a bad day when I was there. Bless my soul. Not one time did she complain. I complained getting up out of the bed. I complain when things just don't go right my way. I'm a complainer. Lord help me. You see what I'm saying? God's got this thing. We need to realize as adults that there's a season and a time for everything. It's always not going to be good. It's not always going to be bad. But even in the worst of time, we need to shout it out. And thank God for being so good to us. And thank God for not killing us when He should have. Amen. Again, our children need to see the faith. Not by what we say, but by what we do, and they can see, amen. I can tell you all day long what to do, and I'm good at that. It's not so hard to walk that walk and show that. But God's got a way. It's by our own fault if we do not do that. Now, as a church, we ought to be praying for one another. As a church, Brother Eddie, when things like this come down the pipe, we shouldn't have to spend a week getting our sins under the blood so that we can have the power of God to where God will listen to our prayer. Amen. I think about our pastor. What did he tell us when Brother Terry got that? He said, I don't know if this is the end. I feel like something worse coming down the pipe. Did he not say that? Or am I the only one that heard that? But I tell you what, God's got a way to get the glory into this thing. How are we going to act about it? Like the old preacher, how you going to act? How are we going to deal with these things that's coming down? We going to be of one accord? You know, I've preached about this many times about, listen, we're in the trenches of this thing and we need to be on the same track, already in the same book. We need to be ready to be there for our brothers and sisters because you know what? Again, When things happen, it just doesn't happen to that one person. You've got husbands and wives. You got children. You got church family here. We need to be on guard and be ready. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Let's all stand. Brother, why don't you dismiss us?